We love kids. I mean, our church, when we came here a few years ago, we knew the future of any church in this area is kids. We pour a lot of money into the kids. We pour a lot of work into the kids. But there's a reason for that, the kids. And so I want to say thank you to these guys. They normally sit out here on Sunday morning and listen to my sermon and fill in the notes and get prizes in the back. You're not going to have to do that. My wife told me we couldn't do that today. Her fault. The second thing is we love the community. I'm not from this area. I can't fish. I can't hunt. Barely can get a fire with matches going. But God called us here almost 2 years ago, and we absolutely love this community. And a church that doesn't love its community is a messed up church. And so we just thank you for coming and supporting that. And then the third thing that's so important to me is that we love Jesus. It's not about being a Baptist. It's not about being a First Baptist. It's about loving Jesus Christ. And these kids, one of the kids said this. He said, how cool would it be if someone accepted Christ because of what we did tonight or today? And I thought, man, that's pretty mature. And so I just want to say thank you to these kids for preaching the sermon this morning, guys. Y'all did a fantastic job. Now, I want to say just a couple things. Don't worry, not going to be long-winded. But I couldn't miss this opportunity to make sure we know this kid named Jesus. One of the neat things, by accident, if you go out in our parking lot over here, you'll see the nativity scene that's set up in the very front of our church. And we do want people to know about the birth of Jesus. But unfortunately, too many people, that's all they know. If you stand over there and look at the nativity and go across the street, you'll see three crosses. They're lit up in red. And knowing about the nativity is not going to do you any good if you don't know about the cross. And the whole reason Jesus came was to die for our sins. And so I think that's kind of neat. If you look at the nativity, you'll see three crosses on the hill over here, which reminds us that it's the gospel. It's not Christmas only, it's the gospel. It's the life and death of Jesus Christ. But four things the kids talk about in the musical about this baby, I want to be sure you know. First of all, he's called a wonderful counselor. Literally, the best advice you can get for how to live your life is found in Jesus Christ. He's called a wonderful counselor. Most of my problems that I've made in my life, I would not have made had I gone to him for advice. So this Christmas season, realize that he grew up and he died in order to become your counselor, a wonderful counselor. The other thing we are told about him is that he is a mighty God. This baby, this is what's crazy to me as I look at this little baby here, the very first real Jesus. When Mary looked into her baby, she was looking into the eyes of God. And I don't understand it all. I just know that Jesus was 100% God and 100% human. But here's the good news. He's a mighty God. That word in the Hebrew means that he's a protector. He's a warrior for you. And so as you go through life, not only is he a counselor for you, he's a warrior for you. He wants to fight your battles and help you. Don't ever forget that he is a mighty God. And then the third thing, he's an everlasting father. That's comforting to me. When I think of my dad, and not everybody has pleasant thoughts of their dad. When I think of my dad, I smile. Unfortunately, this will be my second Christmas without my dad. But here's the good news. Jesus is promised to be my everlasting father. That means he will always be there for me, and that gives me hope. He is a mighty God. He's an everlasting father. He's a wonderful counselor. And then the final thing that we are told is he's the Prince of Peace. You know, one thing people are looking for in our world today is peace. You can go to counselors and you can go to this and that. But if you want true peace, and the word there means complete peace, you'll find it in this little guy who grew up to die for you, to give you peace with God, but not just peace with God. He supernaturally allows you to have peace with even your enemies. That's the kind of Savior I'm talking about. You can't do it, but He can. And so this Christmas, don't keep Him in the manger. Don't keep Him as a little boy. Let Him grow up and be your counselor, your protector, your father, and your Prince of Peace. Because that's what Christmas is about. I want to recognize a few people. We've recognized the kids. But I want to recognize the adults. If you helped in any fashion, whether it's painting the donkey or herding kids on Wednesday nights or helping with practice and feeding, I mean, if you've done anything, I'm going to ask that you would stand at this time so we can thank you. We couldn't have done it without our adults. Everybody stand that helped out. It takes a family, and I just am in awe of the people in this church. We're going to close with a word of prayer, and we want more than anything else this Christmas for you to have a wonderful Christmas. And if you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you. If you have a church home, enjoy it. Today, everybody is invited because we've got too much stuff in my house. Open house across the street from 3 to 5. You're welcome to come, eat. You say, well, I don't know you. Well, if you come to my house, you'll get to know me a little better. So from 3 to 5, across the street over there, we'll have food and drink, and we'd love to have every single one of you. Isn't that right, Julie? Because we're exhausted from cleaning up and cooking for it all. Also, next Sunday morning, if you don't have a church home, we do a cool thing here the Sunday before Christmas. We have a all-church potluck breakfast for Christmas. And everybody's encouraged to bring their favorite potluck breakfast for Christmas at 9:45. We meet in the fellowship hall down in the back part of the building, and we eat, and then we come up here and worship. And then on Christmas Eve at 5 o'clock, we also have a Christmas Eve service. It's right in here. It's not long. It's family friendly. We want your whole family. And we hope that you'll come join us for that because it's a fun way to prepare for the real reason of Christmas. But more than anything else, I just want to say you thank you for coming. Let's give them another round of applause. They did a fantastic job. I'm going to ask... Okay, well,
I guess I was going to ask you.
He's not closing yet. I don't need a microphone, though.
I didn't think you did.
If I could get Pastor Bill and Julie to come up here and...